Good morning. 00 hours. Clear. 59 degrees. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Good morning. 01 hundred hours. Clear. 55 degrees. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Good morning. 02 hundred hours. Clear. 55 degrees. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Good morning. 03 hundred hours. Clear. 53 degrees. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Good morning. 04 hundred hours. Clear. 50 degrees. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Good morning. 05 hundred hours. Clear. 50 degrees. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Good morning. 06 hundred hours. Clear. 50 degrees. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Good morning. 07 hundred hours. Clear. 48 degrees. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Good morning. 08 hundred hours. Sunny. 48 degrees. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Good morning. 09 hundred hours. Sunny. 55 degrees. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Good morning. 10 hundred hours. Sunny. 63 degrees. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Good morning. 11 hundred hours. Sunny. 66 degrees. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Good afternoon. 12 hundred hours. Sunny. 70 degrees. KADAC, repeater Saginaw.
KC8YVF mobile.
KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Good afternoon. 1300 hours. Sunny. 72 degrees. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. KADAC, Repeater Saginaw. Good afternoon, 1400 hours. Mostly sunny. 73 degrees. KADAC, Repeater Saginaw. KADAC, Repeater Saginaw. KADAC, Repeater Saginaw. Good afternoon, 1500 hours. Sunny, 75 degrees. KADAC, Repeater Saginaw. Good afternoon, 1600 hours. Sunny, 77 degrees. KADAC, Repeater Saginaw. Good afternoon, 1700 hours. Sunny, 77 degrees. KADAC, Repeater Saginaw. KADAC, Repeater Saginaw. Good evening, 1800 hours. 73 degrees. KADAC, repeat. KADAC, Repeater Saginaw. KADAC, Repeater Saginaw. Good evening, 1900 hours. Sunny, 72 degrees. KADAC. KADAC, Repeater Saginaw. Good evening, 2000 hours. Sunny, 70 degrees. KADAC, Repeater Saginaw. KADAC, Repeater Saginaw. KADAC, Repeater Saginaw.
SKR4 GMI, radio check.
KADAC, Repeater Saginaw.
KC8 VOA.
Good evening.
Attention all radio operators. Please stand by for the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association Monday Night Net. My name is Randall May. My call sign is KE8AHW. and I will be acting as net control for this evening's net. This net meets on this repeater every Monday night at 9 p.m. on a frequency of 147.240 megahertz with a TL of 103.5 for the primary purpose of handling traffic, making announcements, getting acquainted with fellow radio operators, and for general fellowship. This is a directed net and is open to all radio operators. When checking into this net, please be sure to clearly state your call sign, speak slowly, provide your name, location, and tell us whether you have any traffic or an emergency. At this time, I would like to take regular check-ins from those operators who are mobile, on short time, or that will be in and out. If that's you, please call now.
Kilo Echo 8 Papa Charlie Quebec, KE8PCQ, Dave in Bay City, I'll be in and out. 73 guys.
KC8, VOA, in and out, 73.
KDAC, repeater Saginaw.
Again, at this time, is there any other operators who are mobile, on short time, or that are in and out? If that's you, please call now. Okay, hearing none, at this time we have two operators who are in and out. We're going to move on to Echolink. If you're on an Echolink station and you'd like to check in, please call now. Once again, at this time, if you're on Echolink and you'd like to check in, please do so now. All right, hearing none, we're going to move on to regular check-ins. If you're a regular operator for tonight's net, please call in now.
KEDHW, WVDW, Saginaw Township, no traffic.
I'm in Saginaw County, no traffic.
This is Kilo Foxtrot 8, Echo Delta Quebec, KF8, EDQ, Mike, and Saginaw, no traffic.
This is N8EUI, Tom, Saginaw Township, no traffic.
This is November 8, Kilo Papa Romeo, NAKPR, Bob, in Franklin Township, no traffic.
This is KD8MMH, Mike, in Carrollton Township, no traffic.
This is KD8PAG, Mini, Bert, no traffic.
This is K8KCI, Jeff, Brady Township. No traffic.
Okay, we just have a small group, but we're going to start off with Dave, WABW, and then after Dave, KCAYBF, Ron. WABW, please go ahead.
Okay, real good there, Randy. KEDHW, WABW. Not a whole lot. I've been sort of a busy few days. We're trying to get a lot of our little jobs done. I actually, today I pulled the John Deere tractor off from behind the barn. It's got the snowblower on it. I power washed it and we'll be taking the snowblower off tomorrow and or well sometime this week anyway. And I want to drain the gas that's in there out and put new in. We were having a problem near the end of last winter. I think I only used it took twice last winter, but I think I got some water in the gas, so I want to make sure that I get empty that and put some new fuel in it and clean the lines out and do that and make sure that's running. I actually have to take the battery out of my other tractor and put it on there and run it because I have one battery I switched back and forth between the two, so we'll probably be doing that. I also have a limb that I need to cut out of the tree. It's right next to my HF guide pole. Every year it gets closer and closer. It's a little too close right now, so I'm going to take and get that cut out of there and get that cleaned up. I noticed that one of my counterweights on the end of my dipole on the one end is a little low, so I'm not sure what's going on. I'd like to take the whole pole down and replace the antenna on the top. I've got a 2-meter mobile type collinear on the top, and I want to put a regular 2-meter antenna on top of that, so we might be doing that too. Anyway, that's it for this time. We'll turn it back to you there, Randy, and we'll be here for 73 round. K8HWWABW.
Thank you, WADW. Our next operator is KC8YVF Ron. KC8YVF, please go ahead.
Good evening, Randy, and everyone on the net tonight. Hopefully everyone had a good week last week and this holiday weekend. Last 10 days, I've been on a out-of-state trip down to Arkansas to do a couple of things, visit my cousin Greg that I haven't seen in 40 years, visit my friend Mark that's down in Little Rock that I haven't seen in about 40 years, and also attend a motorcycle event that was over in Fort Smith, Arkansas. So I split the difference between the two places and stayed in Russellville, so I was about an hour east of one and an hour west of the other location, so that worked out well. I had a good time, a lot of driving to get there, and on the motorcycle once I was there. We were looking, total once I got back today, plus adding in the motorcycle, about 2,800 miles, all total. So a lot of driving to get there, a lot of driving to get home, and about 450 miles while I was there on the bike. So, but I had a good time. Fortunately, one of the days that I had planned for a ride, it rained. And it rained, and it rained, and it rained. Where I was, my location got over 5 inches of rain. Although, didn't have any flooding issues, which was good, although it was under a flash flood warning for the county, but at least where I was located, we were in good shape, so that was a good thing. Let me break. I got back today about 12:30. Offloaded the motorcycle out of the trailer, got the other things that I have been storing in the trailer back in it, got the trailer back in its location, got my vehicle washed from the trip, planned to take it up to the car wash, but they were closed today, so I ended up washing it in the driveway to get all the bugs off in it. My goodness, lots and lots and lots of bugs. And then, probably like everybody else, I haven't mowed lawn because it hasn't been mowed in 10 days. Well, actually, probably 11 or 12, so that was quite a chore tonight to get it. I got the lawnmower as high as it would go, and it still wasn't quite high enough, so managed to chug its way through it, but I've got a bunch of bags out at the curb to have picked up for tomorrow pickup day. But other than that, I'll end the next go-around. If you haven't looked, Mike, right, KF8EDQ is now going to be a net control in the rotation. His first time will be coming up next Monday, September 8th. So adjust your schedules. If you go to the KADAC website, go down toward the bottom to the net control section, there is an updated list for the remainder part of the year. So it's a five-way rotation now. So please make a note of your new days that you will have. In the list itself, So Mike will be coming up on the 8th, followed by myself on the 15th, Dave on the 22nd, and Mike on the 29th of September. Randy, your next turn is going to be on October 6th. So that stretches it out a little bit. Makes it nice to have that extra person in a rotation. So thank you very much, Mike, for volunteering to be in net control in here. And we really appreciate it. And it's a good experience to get net control experience on the net itself, to be able to run an informal net like this, or if you're ever called upon to run a directed, more of an emergency net or something like that. It's a real good experience to be able to do that. Love you, Ray. That's all I've got for this turn, Randy. Hope everyone had a good Labor Day today. And I'll see you again on the 73 round. That was KC8YVF, back to net.
Thank you, KC8YVF. The next operator is Mike. I think I have it correct. I believe it's KD8TDQ. Then after Mike, it's N8EY Tom. KD8TDQ, please go ahead.
Yes, I think that I think it was me, KF8EZQ. No worries though. What happened to me this week? Well, this weekend I went camping. Went up to the Isabo River, and I kind of told you about that. Told everyone about that yesterday, and it was very uneventful. I didn't see any jets fly overhead. But yeah, like I said yesterday, I forgot my French press, so it was borderline an emergency for me because I need my coffee in the morning. I came home yesterday. My back was hurting me, so I had laid down and let it rest, and I didn't sleep very well last night. So I took a nap today, and I felt a lot better afterwards. So I went out to the Saginaw County Animal Shelter and let my dogs run around, and I also met one of my friends out there who brought her neighbor's dog, who's a border collie, to come run with my dog. So we got those dogs all acquainted, and they were running around, had a ball, and they drank a gallon of water between the four dogs. It was, yeah, they were very thirsty and warm after chasing all those tennis balls around. After that, I went over to my friend Lori and Brian's house, and they were doing their draft picks for fantasy football. So they had a little bit of a cookout. I hung out by the pool for a little while. It was a good time. With that, I'll pass it back to KE8AHW. This is KF8EDQ.
Okay, once again, I want to get this correct. KF8EDQ. Is that correct?
Yep, roger that, Randy. You got it.
All right, thank you, KF8EDQ. Our next operator is N8EY. Then after Tom, N8KPR Bob. N8EY, please go ahead.
Okay, thanks, Randy. This is N8EUI. Good evening, everyone. Hope everyone's doing well. Enjoying this cooler weather. It was nice. With the cooler weather, North and I have been outside more often, working around the house and that. I cut the grass last Friday. It's getting better. It's recovering from the stress of the summer. I got 3 bags of clippings instead of the 2 I had last time. My leaf blower is acting up. I went out and blew the clippings off the driveway and the sidewalk, and it starts spitting and sputtering. It won't idle. It's operating really rough. I thought, well, maybe there's some, you know, air filters plugged. So I took it apart. Look, the air filter's clean. I don't know what's going on. I don't know if it's because of the debris in the carburetor. It doesn't take much. A little carburetor, something out of a grain of dust in the carburetor that throws it all off. So I had to take it apart and clean it with some gum out, you know, some brake cleaner, whatever. Clean it all out inside and out, and put it back together and see if that fixes it or not. And they said it just happened all of a sudden. So those little engines are real sensitive. Air-fuel mixtures, they're real sensitive. You got to adjust them just right. But Well, I'll tackle it tomorrow. I don't have to cut the grass until Friday, so I got a couple of days before. If I have to, I can order a new carburetor from Amazon, and it'll be here in a day or two. So, let me break real quick. Let's see, over the weekend, my wife and I, we traveled, yesterday actually, we traveled to Lansing, met with her son. He's an engineer, works in Grand Rapids, so we met halfway. We went to Dagwood's pub in Lansing. It's just off of Michigan Avenue near in Kalamazoo Street, kind of real close to I-496. And had lunch there, used it for a couple hours, and then came home. Today we just kind of hung out, took it easy today, and we'll be back to the regular routine tomorrow. I just want to take today off, but so that's about it. I'm glad Ron, you're glad you made it back on your trip safely. I used to have a motorcycle, a cruiser, years ago. I sold it for a down payment of my first house. It was years ago. I wish I had kept it, especially on days like today. You know, cruising on a bike is a lot of fun. I still keep my motorcycle endorsement valid, even though I don't have one. You just never know. I may have some kind of a midlife crisis, and may want to purchase a motorcycle someday. We'll see. But so just keep the motorcycle endorsement valid just in case that happens. So anyway, I'm going to toss it back to Nets Control, and we'll catch us all in the 73 round. This is NAEUI.
Thank you, NAEUI. This is KEAHW for the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association Monday Night Net on the K8DAC repeater. That being said, our next operator is NAKPR Bob, and then after Bob, our Lady of the Year, K8MMH, oh, I'm sorry, our mini is after Mike. After NAKPR, it's our President, K8MMH Mike, and then after Mike, our Lady of the Year, K8DAZ. NAKPR, please go ahead.
This is Bob, NAKPR. I'm glad you clarified it, Randy. I was a little worried there. But I just spent 5 days camping. Just got back today up at my place up in Lupton, Lost Valley Campground, with family and friends. It was the only rain I had is on the way up there. I drove through 3 downpours. That was on Thursday afternoon. But the rest of the time, the weather was really good. A little chilly in the morning, in the 40s in the morning, but I think Friday it warmed up to the upper 60s, Saturday and Sunday was in the 70s, today was in the 70s, just got back tonight about 7:30 or so, but had a good time. I think it was Saturday night, we all got together, had a taco bar, and then Sunday night we had a seafood boil. With all the good stuff, the scallops and shrimp, sausage, corn on the cob. What else is in there? Crab legs. Can't forget the crab legs. Yeah, it was really good. We do that every fall, and it's always good. Always good. Usually have about a dozen people there, so it was fun. But with that said, the grass, I got home here, and I'm like, oh, my God, I got a jungle. I don't know how much rain we got when I was gone. Whatever rain we got must have been on Thursday, but like I said, I was on the road, so. With that said, I'll turn it back to you, Randall, NAKPR.
KADAC, repeater Saginaw.
Thank you, NAKPR. Okay, our next operator is Mike, K8MMH, and then after Mike, our Lady of the Air, K8DAZ. K8MMH, if you're ready, please go ahead.
Hey, K8AHW, this is K8MMH. Well, good evening, Randy. Good evening, everyone on the net this evening. Bob, like you said there, you were a little worried. You were a little worried how you think I felt with that. Anyway, all in good humor. weather. Got out at the lawn mowed today. Got a couple bags, so it was beginning, the rain that we had there last week is beginning to grow a little bit more than usual. I'd like to thank everyone that came out last Thursday night to our Aries dinner and a movie. Kind of a short group, but still had fun all in all, good food, and went very well, so thanks everyone for that. Ron, glad to hear you had a good trip and that you're back safe and sound. One quick announcement too, this coming Friday evening will be our monthly September club meeting. It will be at 7 o'clock out at Harry Brown Airport, as usual. We'll be in person, and we'll also be doing online as well. So I hope to see you out there for our September club meeting this Friday night. And I think that's about all I've got. I think this will be my only go-around too, Randy, so you can mark me out after this one. I'll say 7-3 to everyone. I hope everyone has a great week ahead, and hope to see you out at the club meeting here Friday night. 88MMH, back to net control, and thanks for doing the net tonight. Oh, and by the way, Mike, okay, thanks for picking up the net for me last week. I know Ron said it was the coming up net will be your first net, but actually you kind of got baptized by fire there last Monday, so appreciate that. You did a great job, and thanks for picking the net up for me when I was still in Mount Pleasant and couldn't take the net. KD8MMH, back to net control. Thanks, Randy.
Thank you, KD8MMH. Our next operator, KD8TAC, Mini. Then after Mini, it's KAKCI. KD8PAZ, please go ahead. Well, good evening, KD8AHW. This is KD8PAZ. I'll say good evening to all the rest of the guys on here. It's good to hear everyone in here tonight. Doing too much today. I've been, the last 2 days, I've been resting up. Last week, I had a busy week. Went Tuesday and got my hair cut. Wednesday, I had breakfast with my family and then luncheon with the girls I graduated with. Thursday was an open day, but Friday I had breakfast, then I had to go help decorate the hall for my granddaughter's wedding. Her wedding was on Saturday, and what a beautiful day, and it turned out to be a real nice wedding and reception. So other than that, the last 2 days I've been relaxing and enjoying the weather. This is KD8PAZ, back to KD8AHW.
Thank you, KD8PAZ. Our next operator is KAKCI. And just before we start with KAKCI, if there's any other operators who would like to join tonight, please check in now. I'll give you a moment and I'll get you on the list. Okay, and the crowd went silent. All right, our next operator is KAKCI. Then after that operator, we're back up to W8DW. KAKCI, please go ahead.
Well, thank you, Rando. This is Jeff from down here and over here in Brady Township. So we are loving the nice, cool weather we've had. And, we kind of spent the weekend working on the roof here and some other things, just trying to wrap up some things before the winter time comes. But everything else has been going good, and we've been doing a lot of hit and miss on 17 meters. It seems like it's out there, and it's getting more populated. There's a couple QSOs going on for, I think, Kansas and Colorado. So, other than that, talked to a gentleman in Japan a couple times on 20 meters. So, the world is opening back up, so not doing too bad. But other than that, we're just liking a nice, cool night for good sleeping. That's about it for me. I'll send her back to KAHW. This is KAKCI.
Thank you, KAKCI. our next operator, WADW. Then after Dave, TC8YVF, Ron. WADW, please go ahead.
Okay, real good there, Randy. K-E-8-H-W-W-A-D-W. Yeah, this time of year, the weather's going to be a little good for another couple of days, and they're going to get cooler, but that's probably a good time to work outside, do your stuff outside the day after, as long as we don't have to have rain. I know I have a few, I have a lot of stuff to do out there, so we've been weeding gardens and everything. The big thing right now is I'd like to get my antennas taken care of, and I'm hoping to do that in the next couple of days, so we'll be doing that, getting that taken care of. I like to check connections and stuff before the weather starts switching. So anyway, that's about all I got. 73 there, Randy. Thanks for doing it tonight, and everyone have a good week there. K-E-8-A-H-W-W-A-D-W.
Thank you, WATW. Our next operator, KC8YBF. Then after Ron, we're down to N8EY Tom. KC8YBF, please go ahead.
Okay. Since Mike said that he switched with Mike EDQ, Mike EDQ, what I need from you, if you were net control for last week, the data that I need in order to put into the log that I keep for, that I need to keep as a net manager, I need the number of check-ins, and since I wasn't part of the net, I need the call signs of each one of those check-ins. So the call signs, the total number, and the time. As far as the total time, 28 minutes or whatever the net time was. If you can send that information to me at my email address, which you can get off QRZ if you're part of that, or you can send it to my Gmail account, which is ronwhuss@gmail.com. I'd appreciate it. Anyone else that was net control for the Sunday night net yesterday or last week, again, I need the same information. I need the total number of check-ins, the call signs, and the total time of the net. And then that way I can get it in the log for both of those that I need to keep. I use that information. It goes into state records, plus it also goes into our awards banquet at the end of the year. Let me break. Other than that, yeah, I'm still getting things put away here, down here in the basement, get stuff done. Short week this week, which will be good. I got lots of things to continue to do. Tomorrow I will work on the newsletter for the club when I get home from work tomorrow night, so I probably won't get it out till maybe tomorrow night or Wednesday morning at the earliest, so I'll try and get that out as soon as possible. Being gone 10 days has put me 10 days behind here, so it'll be a little bit to get to it. 73 to everyone. Hope everyone has a good week, and we'll talk to you again next Monday night. This is KC8YVF. Back to net.
Thank you, KC8YVF. Our next operator is N8EY Tom. Then after Tom, it's KF8EDQ Mike. N8EY, please go ahead.
Okay, thanks, Randy. This is N8EY. Not much else. I concur with David. I have some wire antenna work I need to do, too, before it gets too cold. I want to change my 8040 inverted V on my tower to a off-center dipole at the room, I have enough room in the backyard. I should be able to make that work. I just have to extend my uprights from my existing inverted V, extend one of them out farther in the yard, in the corner of our yard, and maybe extend it up a little higher too. I can go over to Menards and get some chain link fencing posts. I can link them together and get to use that to elevate the wire antenna. So that's about it for me on this end. Everybody had a great restful weekend, and we'll talk to each other next weekend. So in the meantime, this is NAEUI saying 73 and good night.
Thank you, NAEUI. Our next operator, KF8, EDQ, Mike. And then after Mike, it's NAKPR, Bob. KF8, EDQ, please go ahead.
Thanks for doing the net again tonight, Randy. Excuse me. Thanks for doing the net. I had it written down in an email, all the call signs and I think the approximate time. I'm pretty sure I have all of that information, so I'll just throw it in an email. I'll send it to you, Ron. I don't have anything else to say at this time, so I'll say 7-3 for now. And we'll talk again next week. Take care, everyone. This is KF8 EDQ. Back to net.
Thank you, KF8 EDQ. This is KEAHW for the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association net on the K8DAC repeater. Fair enough. Our next operator is NAKPR. Then after Bob, KD8DAZ Mini. NAKPR, please go ahead.
This is NAKPR. Well, I guess I got some things to do tomorrow for the rain. It's supposed to rain. I don't know. I didn't look at the weather forecast really close. I know possibly Wednesday and Thursday. But we'll see what happens. Hopefully not Friday. We got the Auto Fest this weekend here in Frankenmuth, so that's a fun time. It gets a little crowded, but, you know, I enjoy it. All the old cars, and I always end up meeting a lot of people that I haven't seen. I see once a year, and it's usually at the Auto Fest on Main Street when they shut it down. There, you got a mile-long stretch of Main Street where they shut it down, and it's just cars on each side of the road and a river of people walking up and down it. So it is crowded, but I enjoy it. And the garden needs picking. I'm sure it needs some picking. I know I downsized the garden drastically this year, so the only thing I got left to look at is I'm sure my cukes are all dead, but the peppers and tomatoes, I have picked them. Make some salsa, sounds good, doesn't it? But with that said, I guess that's about it for tonight, and thanks for doing that, Randy. Appreciate it. Always do a good job. And everybody, 73, back to the next call, NAKPR.
Thank you, NAKPR. Our next operator, KAPAZ. Then after Mini, it's KAKCI Jeff. KD8PAZ, please go ahead.
Good evening again there, Randy. This is KD8PAZ. Well, not too much more to say. Hopefully I see some of you Friday night at the meeting. I'm going to try and make it. I don't know whether I'll be staying for the whole meeting or not, but I'll be there for a little while and hopefully see some of you on Saturday for club breakfast. Anyway, this is KD8PAZ. Back to KD8AHW.
Thank you, KD8PAZ. Our next operator is K8KCI Jeff. K8KCI, please go ahead.
Hey, thank you, sir. We appreciate it. Yeah, it's a little tongue twister, but it was actually my dad's silent seat. So that was his call sign. And once I got my general, we went for it, and we got it. So we're pretty proud of that tongue twister. Sometimes it gets a little crazy. But other than that, everything's good. Yes, tomatoes, yes. I think the wife did about 16 pints in I think, 16 quarts of tomatoes this weekend, so everybody's busy doing what they got to do before the winter hits, and yeah, we got to cut wood too, and the antenna, I think it's working better. I messed with this weekend too, so hopefully you guys can hear me a little better. But other than that, I'm going to send it back to Nett, and thanks for taking her to their Randall. It was pretty good. So back to KE8AHW. This is KCI, same 73.
Thank you, KCI. At this time, is there anyone else? Anyone else who'd like to join the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association Monday Night Net? If you're out there and you want to join us for a minute, please call now. Okay, hearing no comment, are there any other closing comments or announcements that an operator would like to make on tonight's net? All right, hearing none, tonight, including myself, we have a total of 11 check-ins. At this time, the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association would like to thank all those operators who participated in tonight's net. This is Randall May, KEAAHW. This net is now closed. We're returning the frequency back to normal amateur radio use. 7-3 to everyone, and may God bless us. Good night.
KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Good evening, 22 hours. Clear. 63 degrees. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Good evening, 23 hours. Clear. 59 degrees. KADAC, repeater Saginaw.